Brachos Daf Mem Tes. We are on the bottom of Mem Ches Amud Beis. We are talking about benching. In the seventh parak of the Masechta, we are dedicating ourselves to the discussion of Birchos Hamazon. We're going to be speaking a lot about Nusach today, the Nusach of benching. Benching is a composition of three brachos. Zeman, if there are three people there, making it a fourth bracha. Hatov Ametiv, a fifth bracha. The numbers are moving up. So this kind of discussion we had back when we talked about Shmoneh Esrei, but we get to have a similar discussion, and that is, nowadays they look at benching, so it is it's a pretty established text. We know exactly what to say, and so there isn't really no kind of fluidity in terms of, you know, should I say it this way, should I say it that way? And so over the course of today's daf, you're going to see that benching back in the day was not as established and fixed as it is now. They certainly had an outline, a sketch outline of what benching should look like, but in terms of the details, so that wasn't exactly fixed. So often at the time, they're going to have to talk about what is the essential parts of benching and what is not the essential parts of benching, what should be in there and what shouldn't be in there, and what if I left certain things out of benching, what then becomes. Again, for our day and age, I mean, you know, at least for the last 800 years, so benching now is already established, it's fixed, we know exactly what to say. So a lot of the Gemara's discussions over here are not so practical, but we certainly are going to be learning over the course of today's daf, like what are essential parts of benching. We begin on the very bottom of Mem Ches Amud Beis, we're three lines from the bottom, Tanya. The Gemara opens up, Rebbe Lazar Omer, Kol Shalom Amar, Eretz Chem Netov Rechava, Beberchos Ha'aretz. So if you do not insert the phrase of Eretz Chem Netov Rechava in the second bracha, and Malchus Beis David Bebon Yerushalayim, Lo Yasa Yedei Chavasa, you have not fulfilled your obligation. So these are essential parts of benching, and a failure to mention these parts is going to be a negation of your benching. Nachum Azakin Omer Tzarech Sheitzkor Ba'Bris. Nachum Azakim says that you have to mention bris that is essential as well in the second bracha of benching. Rabbi Yossi Amar Tzarech Sheyizkor Torah, and he says Torah is an essential component of it. Plimo Amar Tzarech Sheyakdim Bris LaTorah. Now, Plimo just adds another point, and that is that you have to say bris and you have to say Torah, and there also is a specific order in which they have to be said. Bris has to come before Torah. Why? Shezuna b'shlosh brisos v'zuna b'yud gimel brisos. Because as far as Torah is concerned, Torah is given in three covenants. You could see the last Rashi on Mem Ches Amud Beis. I'm not going to go through it in terms of just establishing where the three are. Right? Sinai, of course, is one. Then number two is Olam Moed. And what's number three? Okay, so Rashi spends a little bit of time with that third bris of Torah that we had in the Midbar, or upon entrance into Eretz Yisrael. But anyway, Torah is given with three brisos. And the bris milah is given with 13 brisos. Meaning, if you go back to Parshas Lech Lecha, so you're going to see that the number of times that the word bris is mentioned when describing the bris is 13. So you see that there are brises more fundamental, it's more covenantal, and so therefore bris should come before Torah. To the top of Mem Testament Aleph, Rabbi Abba Omer Tzarech Shomer Ba Hoda'a Tchila V'Sof. Once again, now we're still describing the second bracha of benching. So Hoda's got to be mentioned, and Hoda' has to be mentioned, and it has to be mentioned both in the beginning and in the end. Now it is mentioned in the beginning. Again, our Nusach is standard. So for our standpoint, we know. No Delacha, that's your Hoda'ah, that is our thanks. And at the end, V'alakol Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Modim Lach. So there's Hoda'ah again. So that's the two that the Gemara here is making reference to. Tzarech Shomer Ba Hoda'ah Tchila V'Sof V'Hapoches Lo Yifchos Me'echa. Now, base minimum is one. And again, I'm going to repeat what I said earlier. Our benching is standard. So for our standpoint, of course we're going to put in two because we're just going to read the benching that's in front of us. But we're going back to a time where there was more flexibility. It was a little more fluid benching. And so therefore, we're here talking about the basic minimum requirements of benching. So if you're going to pare it down, if you're going to distill the benching, so one hodah in the second bracha. V'chol apochis me'echad. And if you go less than one, now I believe less than one is zero, right? I think that's how it works. So if you're going to do that, so that's maguna. In other words, then you really lost the idea, the theme of the second bracha of benching. V'chol achosim manch. Maybe. Could be. V'chol achosim manchel aratzos bebirchas aretz. Now, if your chasima is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave lands, bequeathed lands, or if in the third bracha you end off with Moshe Yisrael, Harei Zebor. So you are somebody who is unlearned. Meaning, once again, you miss the basic thematic point of the brachas. And so, again, it goes back to what Rabbi Zimmerman suggested, and that is that it's not exactly that it's ma'akev, but it certainly shows a lack of knowledge. And if you do not mention bris and Torah in the second bracha and malchus beis David in the third bracha, so there you have not fulfilled your obligation. It's not that you missed major points; it's that you haven't benched. Okay, and the Gemara quotes Rabbi Eli, who makes the exact same point. Now, we get to Hatova Ameitiv. And here we are now in the fourth bracha of benching. We discussed it already a number of times, and it keeps coming up again and again in this parak. And it's a discussion and a question of whether or not the fourth bracha is an essential part of benching min HaTorah, or is it an addendum that was attached later on. It's clear that the Gemara debates this issue numerous times, and the Gemara over here says as follows. Now, we're coming at it from a technical standpoint. And that is, so does it get malchus? Now, if you look at the fourth bracha of benching, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So we give it malchus, meaning our formulation has Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. The Gemara now debates whether or not that's necessary or not necessary. And the Gemara now says it's a machlokus. So, Pligi Ba, I'm starting again. Pligi Ba, Abba Yosef, Ben Dusev, Rabban, Chanam, Ratov, Amitiv, Tzricha, Malchus, Vechanam, Ratov, Tzricha, Malchus. Man Damer, Tzricha, Malchus, Kasav, Adar, Rabbanan, and Man Damer, Tzricha, Malchus, Kasav, Adar, Raisa. So the Gemara says, here we go again. Our debate, if in fact it is a bracha d'oraisa, so what does that mean? It means now it's just simply another bracha in the link, in the chain. We start with the first bracha benching, Hazanas Olam, where there, of course, we open up with the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. It's the first bracha. Then from there, what do? So we go to the second bracha, Noda. It's a bracha smucho chaverta. It doesn't need to open up with Baruch Atah Hashem. We go to the third bracha, Rachem. And now the fourth bracha, if it's a bracha min HaTorah, so it also is not, there's no requirement of malchus.
Except for benching all brachas of Rabbanan, and they're all
shinlam. If the assumption the Gemara makes continuously is that the first three brachas are d'oraisa.
Except for benching, except for Rabbanan, all other brachas are d'Rabbanan.
Correct.
And all the brachas are shemalchus.
No. In other words, if it's a bracha smucho chaverta, they don't use Shema Malchus, meaning Shemon Esrei. First bracha starts off with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and from that point going forward, it all opens up with just the paragraph, and it doesn't open up with Baruch Atah Hashem. That's if it's a bracha d'oraisa, but if it's a bracha mid'rabbanan, that fourth bracha Atov HaMeitiv, so then now it should open up with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Why? Because it's not part of benching. It's an addendum that was added to benching, but it's not part of benching, and therefore it is going to be considered like a standalone bracha, therefore requiring Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Rashi over here deals with a really technical issue, but it requires addressing. If it's a bracha min HaTorah, which the Gemara here is at least entertaining, so then it doesn't need malchus. It also shouldn't need Baruch Atah Hashem. Meaning, what is the Gemara suggesting? Well, if it's a bracha min HaTorah, and it's really a bracha smucho l'chaverta, so it doesn't need malchus. Why doesn't the Gemara go even a step further? It shouldn't even require Baruch Atah Hashem. So Rashi addresses that. You can see Rashi dibra maschal malchus kasav daraisi umi brachas aritzi kida amar lael asher nasan lach zeh tov emetiv va'avile brachas smucho l'chaverta. Fine, it would qualify as a bracha smucho l'chaverta. Umi uposech ba bebaruch. Now, it does open up with the words Baruch Atah Hashem, even if it's a Baruch HaSmucho L'Chaverta. Rashi says, why? Lefi, shepsichasa, hi chasimasa. Because it's really short. And so basically, its opening is its closing. Shekula hoda achasi, ve'in hafsaka v'dom le'Baruch HaSaperos v'amitzvos. It's very similar to Baruch HaSaperos, Baruch HaSamitzvos. Now, if you think about what Rashi's saying, he's describing it really as this short, punctuated bracha, and so therefore you have to open up with Baruch Atah Hashem because its opening is its chasima. That's the way Rashi says it. Now, on one hand, it's easy to understand if the bracha were just simply Hatov HaMeitiv, right? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Hatov HaMeitiv, or if it's a bracha Smucho L'Chaverta Baruch Atah Hashem Hatov HaMeitiv. So you can understand if it's atov emetiv. However, we all know our nusach is not that. Our nusach is extended. Our nusach is akel avina makina adarena barena goleni yisraeli kadoshenu, etc., etc. Parenthetically, I'm sure everyone knows this, but just to be sure, umikol tuvli olama yechasreinu, that's the end. That's the end of the fourth bracha of atov emetiv. Everything afterwards is additional requests that we make at the end of benching. It was added. When it was added, I don't know. Doesn't matter. That's not part of the bracha. But still, what we have as Hatov HaMeitiv is not just a bracha Hatov HaMeitiv, but it's something much longer. It could be, I'm suggesting, it could be that what the Gemara is addressing over here and what Rashi is suggesting over here was a shorter version of what we have, what we're looking at right now. Meaning what we're looking at right now is an extended version of Hatov HaMeitiv, but it could be that the bracha that Rashi is describing right now is just the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv. I'm just saying that's the possibility. Back to our Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Ma chosim. What will be the chasima? Again, when the Gemara is asking this question, the Gemara is giving multiple answers. So I go back to the main point that I make over the course of this morning. The bracha of benching was not as established as it is now. And so therefore, there is some flexibility in terms of where to open, what to close. And here, we are now on the third bracha of benching. How do you end the third bracha of benching? Ma chosim bonu Yerushalayim. So according to the Tanakam, you end it with bonu Yerushalayim. And again, that's what we do. I mentioned this already before. Ashkenazim insert the word Boneh Berachamav Yerushalayim. We added the word Berachamav. Where does that come from? It's not clear. And not even all Ashkenazim, by the way, agreed to that. The Vilna Gaon did not have that nusach. He favored the nusach that we have here in our Gemara of just simply Boneh Yerushalayim. But anyway, but most would tell you that the nusach Ashkenaz Boneh Berachamav Yerushalayim. Fine. And the but still, the what is the correct chasima? So the Gemara here says Boneh Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Moshe Yisrael. Now, he says that's Moshe Yisrael, the savior of the Jewish people. Now, that's a little bit strange. Where is that thematically in the third bracha? So actually, if you open up to the beginning of the third bracha, Rachem Hashem Elokeinu al Yisrael Amecha va'al Yerushalayim Yirecha. So if you look in the beginning, at the opening, so that really establishes what the theme is. So of course the theme is Binyan Yerushalayim. But the first words of the bracha are al Yisrael Amecha. So now if you think about it, now when you go to the chasima, so maybe the chasima has something to do with Kadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on Yisrael. And so therefore the bracha's conclusion should be Moshe Yisrael. Now that's all well and good, but that's not the major theme of the bracha. The major theme of the bracha, of course, is the building of Yerushalayim, the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara here discusses. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Moshe Yisrael in Binyan Yerushalayim lo, and the Gemara is astounded. How can it be that Binyan Yerushalayim is not the chasima? That is the main theme. So, Ela'ema af Moshe Yisrael. So he says, okay, so what you're going to say is that you're going to say Binyan Yerushalayim and Moshe Yisrael. Now, this crosses a boundary because, generally speaking, when talking about a chasima, you are supposed to keep it distilled to one theme and one point, and the idea that you're going to be putting 2 points at the end, maybe you could say that they are so tightly connected. Okay, but okay, it does seem to cross the boundary. Rabba Baravuna Ikalabirish Galusa Pasapachad of Asim Batarte. So the Gemara now says that Rabba Baravuna went to the Resh Galusa. He opened up with one and he ended with two. So Amar Rav Chista, Gevorta Lemechta Batarte, you're ending with two themes, you're ending on two notes. How can you do that? Vatanya, Rabbi Omer Ein Chosmin Vishnaim. We have a general rule that you're not allowed to end the bracha with two different points. You have to do the chasima, the signature of a bracha, has to be resting on one point. Gufa, Rabbi Omer Ein Chosmin Vishnaim. Rabbi's of the opinion that you do not punctuate a bracha with 2 points. It's got to be 1 point. Eisvei Leva LeRabbi Al Ha'aretz Al Hamazon. And here we go now, challenging this notion that a bracha has to end on 1 point and can't end on two. So what about the end of the second bracha of benching? Al Ha'aretz Al Hamazon. The Gemara says, Eretz Demafka Mazon. You just have to understand what the bracha means. It's talking about the land that produces the mazon. But really it's going on the land. It just happens to be that the mazon is a byproduct of the land. But the theme is Eretz. Ala Eretz v'ala Peros. Ala Eretz v'ala Peros. Eretz demafka Peros. This is now the chasima, the end of the bracha, after you have fruit, after having the Shiva Saminim. So the Gemara says, fine, but it's the same idea. It is a land that produces Peros. Mekadish Yisrael v'hazmanim. Here we go. What about Anyantiv? We say the chasima of the bracha is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadish Yisrael, and Zmanim. So the Gemara to that says as well, Yisrael de Kachin l'Zmanim. The bracha is going on the Yisrael, who in turn is Mekadosh l'Zmanim. And by sanctifying the Rosh Chodesh, so therefore we're Mekadosh l'Zmanim, it's fine. Mekadosh Yisrael v'Roshei Chadashim. So the Gemara says, what about the fact that the Chasima of a Musaf on Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara, again, Yisrael de Kachin l'Roshei Chadashim. Same point. It's the Jewish people that's Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh. Mekadosh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. So the Gemara says, okay, what about this? Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Shabbos, Yisrael Hazmanim. When Shabbos and Yontov coincide, so now we are going to have a chasima. It's only one bracha in the middle. A chasima that includes both Shabbos and Yontov. So the Gemara says, Chutz Mizu. So the Gemara says, Chutz Mizu. Well, that's an exception. Now, Maishna Hacha, I'm going to come back to the line of Chutz Mizu in just a moment. Just first finish the Gemara. So Maishna Hacha Chadihi, Hasam Tarte. So Kol Chada V'Chada Be'Apei Nafshe. So the Gemara says, each one of them by itself. Okay, and again, I'm going to come back and explain that just a little bit better in a moment. V'tam amai in chos min b'shtayim. Now, why? Meaning, the rule is that you can't end on two. You have to end on one. Why is that so critical? So the Gemara says, l'fi she'enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Because by putting two themes into the end of the bracha, so what we're doing is bundling, and when it comes to a mitzvah, we don't like bundling. Ein os mitzvos chavilos chavilos, we don't like to bundle. A topic that's discussed here, discussed in Pesachim as well. Okay, the idea is that if we're bundling the mitzvahs, it shows that we're not really interested in doing the mitzvahs, and so therefore we bundle them together, and we don't want to give each one its due because we don't want to be bothered with the mitzvahs. Yeah. That's the impression that's given.
But Musaf, like Shabbat and Musaf Shlosh Regalim come together, the bracha, Michal Mikadesh Shabbat, Yom Kippurim, or whatever, we combine those also. Right?
What?
Musaf Shlosh Regalim Pesach, if it falls on Shabbat.
Yeah.
Right?
So that was the Gemara asked that question. That was one of the Gemara's questions. Yeah. Okay. Chutz mizu, u'mayshna hacha chadihi. Let's go back to the line of the Gemara that I glossed over. The Gemara says this is exceptional, meaning when coming to the Shabbos Yontov coinciding, and the chasim of the bracha, it says, Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. So the Gemara says chutz mizu. Now, what did the Gemara mean when it said chutz mizu? It's not really clear. Rashi offers a couple of pshatim. Rashi quotes the Bahag. Rashi himself doesn't prefer the Bahag. Rashi actually, in fact, prefers his own pshat. You can see the Rashi. I'll read the Rashi. Chutz mizu, maishna hacha chadihi. Ein kan ela birchas mekadesh. Chutz mizu, says Rashi, doesn't mean it's an exception. Chutz mizu means leave this out of the discussion. Meaning this too only has one chasima. It ends on one note. And what's that? Kedusha. Now, how does Kedusha manifest? It manifests a number of ways. It manifests in terms of Shabbos. It manifests in terms of Yontov, because Yisrael is Mekadesh, the Zmanim. But in other words, the theme is really Kedusha. That's what Rashi says. Shemavarch la'kadosh baruch hu, shemekadesh ha-Shabbos v'azmanim. Ava Moshi Yisrael boni Yushalayim, tarte mili ninhu. But going back to the genesis of the whole discussion, where somebody wanted to put together at the end of the third bracha of benching, both boni Yushalayim and Moshi Yisrael, he says that you cannot simply unify as one theme. So, Tarte Milin, those are 2 points. The Ein Kolim Beis Dvarim Bebircha Achas. And you can't do that. You can't take 2 points, 2 disparate points, and put them in the same chasima together. That's going to be a violation of the rule. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Admittedly, it's not the only way to explain the Gemara. He in fact, Rashi himself quotes the Bahag, which he himself does not appreciate. He doesn't agree with it. Okay. Where do we stand right now? We are halfway down on Mem Testament Aleph, a discussion of the Gemara of how to end the third bracha of benching. So, Boni Yushalayim seems to be the preferred way. There is an alternative way of Moshi Yisrael. And the Gemara says, yeah, but you can't leave out Boni Yushalayim. So the Gemara says, okay, so you'll say both. But then the Gemara says, but then you're going to be in violation of the rule that you're ending a bracha on two themes, and you can't do that. Okay, my Havi Allah. So after the Gemara goes back and forth on this topic, so the Gemara basically says, okay, let's step to it. Let's try to get to a conclusion. So Amar Sheshes Pasuk Barachim Alam Cha Yisrael Chosim Moshe Yisrael. So Rav Sheshes says, well, what your chasim is going to do is it's going to reflect. It's going to match your opening. So if your opening is Rachim Alam Cha Yisrael, so then you get in with Moshe Yisrael Pasuk Barachim Al Yisraelayim Chosim Beboni Yisraelayim. So it depends how you're opening. Again, I know I keep repeating, but you have to understand this in order to understand the daf. Back then, benching was a more fluid structure. It wasn't as structured as it is now. It was more fluid. And so therefore, if there is this kind of fluidity in how you should open up the third bracha, so then that's going to inform us in terms of what is going to be the chasima.
Maybe that's why one of them was leading the bench, because if you have three and everybody is benching,
it would be a mess. Huh? It would be a mess. Agreed. Rav Nachman Amar, Afilu Pasul Berachem Al Yisrael, Chosen Bebonu Yishalayim. Rav Nachman says, I don't care how you open up the bracha. You can open up the bracha focusing on Hashem being merciful on the Jewish people, but it's still, when all said and done, it's Binyan Yerushalayim, which is going to be the end. Mishim Shenem Rabboni Yerushalayim Hashem Nidchei Yisrael Yichanes. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, we say daily in Pesukei Dezimra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds Yerushalayim, and he takes the people of, he takes the Jewish people, and he's Mekanes, he collects them. Amos Rabboni Yerushalayim Hashem, Bizman Shenidchei Yisrael Yichanes. When will be Binyan Yerushalayim? When the Jewish people come back to Eretz Yisrael. Amalei Rabbi Zera LeRav Chista Nesi Marvinisne. So Reb Zera says to Reb Chista, Lou, new, come in. Let's learn together. Amar lei birchas mezon lo gamina v'tunei masnisan. So Reb Chista was all out of sorts. So Reb Chista says, you want to learn together? I don't even know how to bench. You got to just leave me alone. He was in a bad place, and we're going to understand why in just a moment why he was in such a bad place. But leave me alone. I can't even bench properly. Forget learning. So Amrlei my high. So obviously follow up question. What happened? So Amrlei Dikla la Beirish Galusa Ubrichi Brichas Mizona Vizakve Rav Sheshes Lekoye Alai Kechivye. So Rav Chista says, here's what happened. I went to the Reish Galusa. I was asked to bench. So I took the coast and I benched on behalf of everybody. Rav Sheshes heard my benching, and he stretched out his neck, and he looked like he was about to bite me like a snake. Rav Sheshes was really upset with the way I benched. And from that point going forward, like, I've been down. So, v'amai, now can you explain to me why Rav Sheshes was so upset with your benching? Like, what happened? D'lo amri lo bris v'lo tor v'lo malchus. He says, oh, it happens to be that in my benching, I failed to mention not the bris, not the Torah, not malchus. Oh, that's all. I just missed some of the most basic themes of benching. And imagine, Rav Sheshes is so upset with me. So, v'amai lo amart. Okay, so, okay, Nu, you have any explanation why you didn't say those major themes of benching? So, k'd Rav Chanan amarav. So his response was, well, because I hold like Rav Chanan amarav, dam Rav Chanan amarav, lo amar bris v'torah machus yatza. If I do not say the features of not bris, not Torah, not machus, you're still yotzei. There is that position. Now, bris, l'fishen abanashim. Now, why is bris not essential? Now, keep in mind, by the way, bris is essential. We're right now dealing with an opinion that says that it's not, making arguments that it's not. This is an opinion, as we're going to see in just a moment, which is not going to be the accepted position. But at least within this opinion. So why is bris not essential? Oh, because we know that benching is obligated upon women. And obviously women don't have the mitzvah of bris. So you see, the argument becomes a little bit circular now. Since women are obligated in benching, and since they don't have since they're not obligated in bris, so therefore bris is not essential. And Torah malchus l'fi she'enu lo benashim v'lo ba'avadim. And also Torah and malchus, which women are not obligated to learn Torah, and malchus also women cannot be a melech. So since since benching is required by women, so they can't be essential because they don't have shaychus to women. Va'ad shavakta kohani tanai v'amrai v'avdin k'rav. And to which Rabbi Zera says to Rav Chista. So let me get this straight. So we have spent most of our daf today going over opinions, Tanayim, who are of the opinion that these are essential parts of benching. And so let me understand. So there is an opinion that says they're not essential, but that's an opinion, and that's cast against all the opinions that they are an essential part of benching. And so you went like a das yachid. I kind of understand Rav Sheshes. He was right for wanting to bite you like a snake. Okay. Amar Rabba Barbachana Amar Rav Yochanan Tova Meitiv Tzricha Malchus. So the bracha Vatova Meitiv, so it does in fact require Malchus. Ma'akam Mashmalan, the Gemara says Kol Bracha Shein Ba Malchus Lo Shema Bracha. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Any bracha that doesn't have any bracha that does not have Malchus is not considered a bracha. A topic that we discussed not so long ago in the Daf. What are the basic requirements of a bracha? Shem Hashem, obviously. Malchus, debatable. But we're gonna assume that malchus is a essential part of a bracha. So the Gemara says, so what are you telling me now? That you have to add malchus to atov ha'meitiv? I knew that. V'ham Rav Yochanan chadazimna. Rav Yochanan told us. Am Rabbi Zera, lama shetzricha shtei machios. So the Gemara says, okay. Hatov ha'meitiv, it doesn't need one malchus. It actually needs two machios. Now, We're in the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv, and we're describing now the second malchus of Atov HaMeitiv. Where are we going to find the second malchus? So look at Rashi over here, Shtei Malchios. So Kigon Avinu Malkenu Adirenu. So Malkenu, ring that one up. Rashi continues, Barenu Golenu Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov Reinu Yisrael HaMelech HaTov. And ring that one up as well. That's going to be your second malchus. Chad Edidav Chad Edabonu Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, and why? Why are we going to put in two malchus into Atov HaMeitiv? So one for itself, and the second one for Binyan Yerushalayim. You know, by Binyan Yerushalayim, we didn't have malchus. Now, you know why we didn't have malchus by Binyan Yerushalayim. Because Binyan Yerushalayim was a brachas mucha l'chaverta. Binyan Yerushalayim ended with the words, Baruch atah Hashem, boneh, berechem av Yerushalayim. And it didn't have malchus, because it's a brachas mucha l'chaverta. Since we lost a malchus over there, so therefore, we're going to now insert it into the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv. Hatov HaMeitiv is going to be the repository for all lost malchus. So the Gemara says, if you're right about that, ihachi, so nibai tlas. So now, how many malchus should there be in Atov HaMeitiv? There should be three. Chad edidav, chad edibonu shalem, chad edibirchos haaretz. Now consider, benching is three brachas. The first one does have malchus, because the first one is the first one. But then the second bracha of Noda does not have machus, because it's a brachas mukhla chaverta. Bonu Yerushalayim also doesn't have machus, so that's two that we don't have. So shouldn't we have two now and put into Atov HaMeitiv? As the Ela Birchas Arutz, my time Allah, Mishum Dahavile Birchas Mukhla Chaverta, Bonu Yerushalayim, Namilo Tibai Dahavile Birchas Mukhla Chaverta. So the Gemara says, okay, so we understand. Brachas two and three don't have machus because they don't need machus. They're brachas mukhla chaverta. So who adin dafila Bonu Yerushalayim, Namilo Bai. Ela I did the Amar Malchus Beis David, Lav Arech Ara, Delo Amar Malchus Shamayim. So the Gemara says, okay, so new explanation. Right? It has nothing to do with the missing Malchus of Brachas number three, not Bracha number two. They don't need Malchus. So a new explanation is as follows. Here's what happened. In the third Bracha of benching, we mentioned Malchus Beis David. Okay, the kingdom of David HaMelech, the monarchy of David HaMelech. Good. So at that point in time, really, every time we give a shout-out to Malchus Beis David, we should also give a shout-out to Malchus Shamayim. Okay, so what we're going to do now is, because that should have been mentioned, so we're going to take that extra Malchus and we're going to insert into the Bracha Vatov HaMeitiv. New explanation. So Gemara says, Rapapa Amar Hachi Kamar, Tzricha Shtei Malchios Lebar Midida. So Rapapa says, well, actually, in Atov HaMeitiv, aside from its own Malchus, meaning, remember, in Atov HaMeitiv, it opens up with the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. We're assuming, of course, that the Atov HaMeitiv is not a Din D'Oraisa, but rather it's a Din D'Rabbanan. And so, therefore, what's now going to happen is that in addition to that, we're also going to stick in another two. And that's exactly what we do. Meaning, we open up Atov HaMeitiv with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That's Melech number one. And then, like we already went through, Avinu Malkeinu Adirenu, that's one. And then continuing, Ro'inu Ro'i Yisrael HaMelech HaTov. So it's two Malchus plus its own machos. Now, the Gemara doesn't explain. Meaning, that's it. Why should there be two machios in Hatov HaMeitiv in addition to its own machos? It gets a little bit tricky. Meaning, if it has to do with the Gemara's first explanation, the Gemara says no. Because the brachas 2 and 3 don't need a machos. It's a brachas mukhla chaverta. Is it because it's a shout-out to the fact that Malchus Beis David is mentioned in bracha number 3? Okay. So now put in one additional machus into the bracha Atov HaMeitiv. Why two additional? So it's a little bit tricky to explain. Tosfos tries to explain it. You can see Tosfos over here on the second Tosfos on the Amud. Lama tzricha beis machus mar mididei. Chad debon yishlaim delav arechara. Vigam ba in yichom lamar machus dasmuchahi. Akachach omra ba Atov HaMeitiv. Hova amra ba machus debon yishlaim delav arechara. So Amarnami de Berchas Aretz Alfa Pishi Smuch Lechaver Tohovelo Nitkanu Bezeachar Zer De Yoshua Tikein Berchas Aretz Moshe Tikein Berchas Azan Mishum Hachi Nakat Malchus De Lo Havi Smuchos. So Tosus gives us some framework in terms of understanding. Well, we have the idea that Malchus Beit David is mentioned in the third bracha, which requires us to say Malchus Shemayim. So one from there. And also because of the missing melech, malchus, in the third bracha. What about the bracha of Haaretz? So Tosfos says, for that we don't need it. It's not right next to this bracha. Miu anan ho v'nitkanu al seder, ein anu poschim bebaruch, v'yesh no agim lomar bebonu yishlaim malchus. Okay, some do have the minhag of adding malchus in binyan Yerushalayim. It's not our minhag, but some have that minhag. Says Tosfos, because again, it's malchus beis David, so there should be also some sort of reference to malchus shamayim. Okay, an attempted explanation Tosfos in terms of understanding why it is that we have two extra malchus in Hatov HaMeitiv in addition to its very own bracha. Yosef Rebbe Zera, back to the Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud. Yosef Rebbe Zera, Chorid Rav Gidol V'Yosef, Rav Gidol Kamid Rav Huna V'Yosef, V'Kamar Tavlo Hisker Shel Shabbos. Okay, now, Me'ein HaMa'ora, every time you get to a day where there's an additional insertion, so you're supposed to insert it. Shabbos, you're supposed to add Ritzei. And what if you forget to add Ritzei? So, Omer, so here's what you're going to do. So there is actually a bracha to be stated that you can make up for the Ritzei that you didn't say. Meaning, we know that if you finish benching without having mentioned Ritzei, you got to go back to the beginning. But there is an opportunity to make a bracha in the middle of your benching to make up for the Ritzei. But this additional bracha has got a lot of rules, and we're learning the rules right now. So, if you fail to say Ritzei on Shabbos, so you say the following. Now, the Gemara says Baruch, but Baruch is short for Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenasan Shabbos Osamenuch Olam Yisrael Bi'ava, La'osu Labris, Baruch Mekadesh Shabbos. So actually, there is a bracha to say in the event that it is missed. Now, Amrale, Man Amra, so who is the one who made this memra? Rav. Hadi Yosef Kamar, he says, okay, now, Tavalo Hizker Shal Yom Tov. So what if you forget the Yala V'Yavo on Yom Tov? So Omer, so again, what you can now do is there's a bracha to make up the Yala V'Yavo. And again, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shenasan Yamim Tovim L'Amo Yisrael L'Simcha U'Zikaron Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Good. So Amar Lei Man Amra. So again, he says, where did you get this from? So he says, Rav. I got it from Rav. Hadar Yosef V'Kamar. Just give me a second. Hadar Yosef V'Kamar. Again, Tavlo Hizkir Shal Rosh Chodesh. What if you forget your Yala V'Yavon Rosh Chodesh? So Omer Baruch Shenasan Rosh Chodesh L'Amo Yisrael L'Zikaron. So the bracha, again, there's a makeup bracha that you can make. V'lo yadani yamar basimcha ilo. Amar basimcha. So there's a couple of things I'm not sure about regarding this particular bracha. One, is there a mention of simcha? Is simcha connected to Rosh Chodesh? Of course we know simcha is connected to Yantav. Is it connected to Rosh Chodesh? Not sure. And ichasam ba ilo chasam ba. And I also don't know whether there's a chasima for the extra bracha for Shabbos. For the extra bracha of Yantav, there is a chasima. Is there one for Rosh Chodesh? Unsure about that. Ididei Ide Rabye. And I also don't know whether he's saying it on his own or he's saying it in the name of his Rebbe. So on the third bracha, a lot of points that are unclear. Give me a moment. Let me make all these points together because there are a number of halachas that we're going to be going through right now. So the Gemara says, Ididei Ide Rabye. Last line of the Amud. So Gidol Bar Min Yomei Havakai Kami to Rav Nachman to Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman made a mistake for Hadal Reisha, and he went all the way back to the beginning of his benching. So Amrle, my time Avin Marhachi. What do you mean you went all the way back to your benching? You forgot the paragraph? So make it. So just say the brachas that we learned together. So Amrle. So he said back to him, Amrav Shila, Amrav Tav Chozel Rosh. What do you mean? If you told your Chozel Rosh, Vaha Amrav Hun Amrav Ta Omer Barchan Asan. What do you mean? I'm also quoting in the name of Rav that if you forget these paragraphs, you have a bracha that can make up for these paragraphs. Amar lei lav itmar Allah amar Rav Menashe bar Techlifa amar Rav lo shenu elo shel pasach ba'tov ha'meitiv ava pasach ba'tov ha'meitiv chozel l'rosh. Your makeup window in terms of making up the lost ritzei or the forgotten yala v'yavo is an extraordinarily small window, meaning that you forgot him and you remember that you forgot them before starting the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv. Once you start the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv, so that's it. You can no longer make up the Yala V'Yavo. You can no longer make up the Ritzei. And now you got to go back to the beginning of your benching. Halacha over here is very clear that in terms of the these brachos that make up for either Ritzei or for Yala V'Yavo, it only works under the circumstance where you remembered before Hatov HaMeitiv. So these are really these are really rare occurrences where you forgot your Ritzei and then you remembered all before having begun the fourth bracha of benching. So it's an extraordinarily small window of time. And by the way, if you haven't finished the bracha of Bonei Berachama Yerushalayim, so then you just simply go back and you insert Ritzei Yala V'Yavo, whatever is appropriate. So it is, we're talking about really a small a small window of time.
Okay, good.
In terms of the brachas, you're gonna find them in benchers. I don't know. Most benchers I think don't have them. But if you go to a full sitter, so you're gonna find it after the benching. And the nusach is exactly what we discussed in terms of Rosh Chodesh. The question of whether simcha is added in Rosh Chodesh and our nusach, so simcha is not added on Rosh Chodesh. Right, and also in our nusach, there's no chasima as well. Right, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Nasan Rosh Chodesh L'Amo Yisrael L'Zikaron. Period. So there's no simcha that's added, and there's no chasima. As opposed to Shabbos, there is a chasima like we have in our Gemara. Yontov, there is a chasima like we have in our Gemara as well. Okay. Amar of Idi Barav and Amar of Amram, Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Tavolo Hizkir Shal Rosh Chodesh B'Tfila, Machzir Noso, B'Birchas Amazon, Ein Machzir Noso. Okay, so if you forget Yala V'Yavo in your Shmoneh Esrei, you got to go back. If you forget your Yala V'Yavo in your benching, Yala V'Yavo Rosh Chodesh, so then you don't have to go back. Amale Rav Avin L'Rav Amar, Maishna Tfila, Maishna B'Birchas Amazon, what's the difference? Amale Afli Didi Kashili. You know what? Great question. I wonder the same thing. What's the difference? V'shilta l'Rav Nachman v'amalei minei de Mar Shmuel lo shmi'ali. And I went to Mar Shmuel and I asked him, what's the difference? And he said to me, I don't know. And ela nechze anan. So let's see if we can figure it out. Tefila d'chovi hi machzir enoso. Birchas mezona di bay achi bay lo achil ein machzir enoso. So the Gemara says, okay, so we have a svara. I think we all know this svara. But the Gemara says it. The Gemara says it straight out. And that is that when it comes to davening is a chov, it's an obligation. And so therefore, you're obligated to daven on Rosh Chodesh, and so therefore, it requires us to add the correct insertion, which means that if it's Rosh Chodesh, you add Yala V'Yava, and a failure to add Yala V'Yava means your Shmoneh Esrei was not a good Shmoneh Esrei, and we got to go back and say it again. Masha Enkin, when it comes to benching, you don't have to eat on Rosh Chodesh. It's not a requirement to eat on Rosh Chodesh, therefore, the benching that you do is not a chova. Now, obviously, it becomes a chova once you eat. Yeah. That's great. But that's no requirement to eat.
Yeah, but the time is there that you find out that you didn't say
it. Yeah, but it's not a function of the day. It's only a function of you eating. If it's a function of the day, if you had to eat that day, so then the insertion is required and essential. But the eating is not required. And so therefore, since the eating is not required, the benching with the Yala V'Yavo is also not essential.
In fact, you ate already.
We're gonna go back and forth. I'm gonna just repeat what I said.
Unless you're wearing like full Gordon garment.
You don't have to eat. Period.
So if you do eat, then you have to say.
But the benching over there is just a function of you eating, but it's not a function of the day. Okay.
You
so
eat, not bread.
Okay, we'll get to that. I'm going to get to that point. Okay, give me a second. We're going to come back. Elamiyatsa shabbos v'yamim tovim delo sagi delo achil hachinami di'itai hadar. So he says, okay, so now let's take this rule and let's now apply it to Shabbos. Now Shabbos, we have a mitzvah to eat. So then, now that there's a mitzvah to eat, so you're telling me that on Shabbos, if I forgot Ritzei, so I got to go back and let's say the same thing regarding Yontif. Yontif, there's a mitzvah to eat. So you're telling me now that if I forget Yal V'Yav on Yontif, I got to go back? To which the Gemara is going to tell us? That's good. That's good thinking. So Amar lay in. That's absolutely right. Now Amar of Shila, Amar of Tachaz Chozal Rosh. Yep, that's what we learned. We learned on the top of our Amud. The Hamar of Huna, Amar of Ta, Omer Baruch Shanasan. So the Gemara says, now we're just going to go back over what we learned earlier. What do you mean? I have to go back to the beginning. Can't I just simply say the bracha? So the Gemara says, "Lavid marla lo shana lo shalo pasach ba'atov ha'metiv." Ava pasach ba'atov ha'metiv chazal arosh. Okay, so we're just chazring what we learned earlier, and that is yes, the bracha. There are makeup brachas for Ritzei, and there are makeup brachas for Yala V'Yav of Yontif. That's true, but there's that small window of opportunity. Once you passed over that window of opportunity, go back to the beginning. Okay, so here's what we learned right now. That if there's an obligation to eat, so now you forgot Ritzei, like on Shabbos, you forgot Yala V'Yav like on Yontif, so you got to go back and you got to bench again. And if in the Shemoneh Esrei, so of course you got to go back and you got to bench again. Okay, but if there's no obligation to eat like Rosh Chodesh, so then you don't have to go back. Now, Although we're saying that there's no obligation to eat on Rosh Chodesh, what we really mean is that there's no obligation to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. Meaning you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, that's true, but you don't have to eat bread. Fine. Now, there's some mystery areas, some questionable areas, in terms of whether or not this, which application of the rule we're going to use. Notably, Shalosh Shittos. Okay, Tosfos over here discusses top Tosfos, all the way at the bottom of the top Tosfos. Starting with the words Usud Ashlishis, it's about two-thirds of the way down. It's the last two words in the line. Usud Ashlishis Shashabas Ayim Asupak Ri. Now for Shalosh Shittos, the Ri was unsure. Should we apply the rule of forgetting Ritzei, you got to go back? Or should we say no? And what's the Suffolk? Deshemi Bailo Achel Elamini Targima Kid the Pish Rabbeinu Tam Kid Amrina Besuda Sukkah. Umiu biksuvas perikaf api chashiv gabe mishra ishtal yidei shlish shal shudos mishal shabbos. So now the question becomes as follows: Shal shudos, what do you eat for shal shudos? So lichatzchila, obviously you should have bread. On the other hand, you could quote unquote get away with eating other foods on shal shudos. So which rule should we apply? The rule of you got to eat. Therefore, if you forgot ritzei, you got to go back, or you don't have to eat bread. And therefore, if you forgot Ritzei, you don't have to go back. And the Ri basically sat on this question and was not totally sure. And you could see the rest of Tosfos going back and forth on this very issue. Okay, so that's one example of a gray area where it's not clear whether you need to go back or not go back.
But he benched because, even though he didn't eat bread, he benched because he ate a lot or what? Well, what did he bench?
What do you mean?
He didn't eat bread. He didn't eat bread. What did he bench?
No, but if, no. The question Tosfos is having is if he ate bread and he forgot Ritzei, but the argument is he didn't have to eat bread. Okay. Ad Kama Mizamnin, we are finishing up the all the way from the first Mishnah. How much you have to eat in order to lead the benching? So it was Machlokas in the Mishnah between Tanaim, and it was either a Kabetza or a Kazayas. Now, Lamehma de Rebbe, Meir Chashiv Le Kazayas, Rav Yehuda Kabetza. So the Gemara says now, what it sounds like is that if we're going to line up the shitas, Rameir is going to say Kazayis is chashuv, and according to Rav Yehuda, it has to be the size of a volume of an egg, which is larger. Now the Gemara says, now the Gemara in Psachim teaches us what seems to be the exact opposite, which is that now we learned in the Mishnah over there. So let's say you left Yerushalayim and you had Basar Kodesh. Now you had Basar Kodesh after leaving Yerushalayim, so that you shouldn't have had that. Meaning, first of all, you should have finished eating it. And certainly, you should not have taken outside of Yerushalayim. Basar Kodesh has to be remained within the confines of the walls of Yerushalayim. You taking it out now disqualifies it. That's the psul of Yotzei. And now you have to burn it. Now, where is the preferable place to burn it to destroy it? So there is a marked area in Yerushalayim in which you're supposed to burn it. But now you're far outside of Yerushalayim. What do you do? So im avret sofim sofra bimkama v'im lav chozer v'sofra lefne habira mi'atzei hamaracha. So if you are within, so if you passed over tsofim, now either tsofim is a perimeter or tsofim is an actual geographical location. Either way, the point is that after you pass a certain point, so then you don't have to go back to Yerushalayim to burn it, sofra bimkama. However, if you haven't passed tsofim, so then you can, you must go back to Yerushalayim and burn Yerushalayim. Now, lifnei abir, ad kamehim chozrim. Now, how much kodesh are we talking about? So in other words, okay, good, we gave a perimeter in terms of passing the point of, you know, to borrow a cliche, of no return versus not passing that point. But even if you haven't passed that point, like, how much kodesh do you have to have in your hands in order to go back? So Rabbi Meir, omer zevezek bechabetza, Rabbi Huda, omer zevezek bechazayis. So Rabbi Meir says a kabetza, and the other one's a kazayis. The language is zevzeh. So if you saw the Gemara in Psachim, you'll understand there were really two issues that were discussed over there. It wasn't just a kodesh. There was a chametz issue as well. That's why the language of zevzeh not relevant to our discussion right now. Just explaining why that funny language. Amar Rav Yochanan Muchlefes Hashita. So Rav Yochanan says, okay, what am I going to tell you? Meaning we want consistency, so therefore we're going to have to switch around one of these shitas. Now, you always ask the question, which one are we switching around? Their positions in Psachim or the position over here in Brachos? Okay.
It wasn't mentioned his name.
It could go either way.
It didn't mention his name.
Okay, fair. Where, here?
No, it's just a Stam Mishnah.
Names are mentioned over there. Okay. Abai Amar Lolam Lo Tepuch. Abai says, no, don't switch around the names. Hacha Bekrai Pligi. And here, they're arguing about Psukim. Rabbi Meir Samar Vachalta Zu Achila Vesavata Zu Shtia Vachila. I'm sorry. Let's do that again. Vachalta Zu Achila Vesavata Zu Shtia. And Vachila Bechazayas. So in other words, the benching requirement is predicated on Achila. And throughout halacha, what is achila? Achila is a kezayis. And Rav Yehuda sarva v'achalta v'savata v'rachta sheish basvia. Ve'ezezuzu kebeitza. And Rav Yehuda is focusing more on the sevia, on the satiation. And satiation comes through a kebeitza, which is a larger amount. Hasam, that's over here. Now over there, b'svara pligi. Rabbi Meir sarva chazraso ketumaso matumaso b'chabeitza av chazraso b'kebeitza. Now over there, what is going to be the issue? The issue is the svara. What is the svara? I take out Buster Kodesh from Yerushalayim. I've disqualified it through a psul of Yotzei. When we talk about the disqualifications of carbon, we talk about Yotzei and Tumah. Tumah foods, when does a food become Tameh? When there's a requisite shear. What is the shear Tumah? Shear Tumah is that of a kabetza. And Rav Yehuda sever chazrasu ki isuro. My sur b'chazayis av chazrasu b'chazayis. And Rabbi Yehuda is focusing more on the Isser. And as far as Isser is concerned, the Isser is the size of a kezias. Therefore, the shear of Chazara is going to be that of a kezias. So you don't have to say that we're going to switch around the Shitas, keep the Shitas as they are. Over here, a question of how to understand the Psukim. Over there, in terms of how to understand the Svara. Okay. And the halacha is a kezias. Tosus discusses this point here at length. Tosus Divra Maschal Rabbi Meir Savar. Tosus says that the shear is a kezias. Parenthetically, by the way, Tosus also points out, it sounds like kezias is learned out from the psukim. Tosus says it's not. It's an asmachta. And we know this based on the Gemara that we saw already earlier. We saw it back on Daf Chaf. That a kezias is a shear derabbanan. It's not a shear daraisa, even though our Gemara seems to indicate otherwise. Okay. Let's just go through the Mishnah and tomorrow morning we'll start at the Gemara. Ketza mezamnin bishlosha omer nevarech. What is the proper nusach of benching, specifically that of zimun? So again, we're looking at the nusach of zimun. So it is after the words rabbasai nevarech. So then it is yishem Hashem again, as I mentioned already numerous times. That's all preamble, and then it's Nevarech Sha'achalnu Mishalau. Now, if it's three people, you say Nevarech B'shosha V'hu Amar Baruch Hu. Now, let's say it's three and you. So if it's three and you, so then what should be the appropriate Nusach? So you're going to instruct them Baruch Hu. You bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, you probably guess that's not our Nusach, and even though the Mishnah says it is, but as we get to tomorrow's daf, you'll understand why it is that's not our Nusach. So, Ba'asari, if there are 10 people, Amar Nevarech Elokeinu, we say we add Shem Hashem. Now, if it's 10 plus you, so now you can instruct them to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're going to say, so instead of saying Nevarech, you're giving more instruction of Baruch Hu. Now, Echad Asar ve'Echad Asar Ribu. The Mishnah throws in a line which right now is cryptic. I'll translate it, but tomorrow we'll understand it. Which is, it doesn't matter if it's 10, and it doesn't matter if it's 10,000, 100,000. Okay? I'm not going to tell you to ignore that line, because you don't ignore a line of the Mishnah, but right now we don't understand it. Tomorrow we will. B'meya. Now, what if there are 100 people over there? And basically, it's really interesting. What the Mishnah is going to assume is that every time now we have a new multiple of 10, every time we've added a zero, that's going to require us to add a new Shem Hashem. So now, at 10, we added Elokeinu. What are we going to do at 100? So, Hu Omer, Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu. So you're going to say Hashem Elokeinu. You're adding Hashem Hashem. So b'me'a v'hu, Omer Baruch Hu. Now if it's 100 plus you, so again, the Nusach now is going to be Baruch Hu, not Nevarech. But still, two Shem Hashems. Be'elef hu, Omer. So now that we're going to add another zero, so we're at 1,000. So Nevarech l'Hashem Elokeinu l'kei Yisrael. Be'elef v'hu, Omer Baruch Hu. Okay, and you'll see that's exactly the pattern of the Mishnah. Every time we're adding a zero, we're going to be adding a new Shem Hashem. Beribo, we're up to 10,000. Omer Nevarech LaHashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvakos, Yoshev Akruvim, Alamazon Shachanu. Good. So you're adding the Nusach of Zimun gets longer with an additional Shem Hashem. Beribo Vahu, now if it's 10,000 plus him, Omer Baruch Hu. So again, you're instructing them. I love it, by the way. You know you have exactly 10,001. Mm. Okay, good. Ken Yeshu Mavarch Kach Onem Acharav. Whatever he says, they repeat after him. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvakos Yoshev Kruvim Al Hamazon Shachanu. Meaning, appropriate nusach is going to be that the number of Shem Hashems that you added in your Zimun, that's going to reflect the response. Rav Yossi Glilomer Lefi Rav Akal Heim Avarchim. And Rav Yossi says that the Zimun is going to be a direct reflection of the size of the crowd, the number of the crowd. So for 10 Elokeinu, for 100 Hashem Elokeinu, etc., etc. Meaning, see above. Meaning, the Mishnah over here is telling us that, I'm sorry, the Mishnah is telling us that Rav Yosef Galili is in fact the author of this position. Shenemar b'makelos barchu Elokim Hashem emekor Yisrael, b'makelos the kahal, based on the kahal, that's how you bless. I'm Rabbi Akiva, I'm Amatzin, Rabbi Yisrael Knesset. Rabbi Akiva says, what do you mean? Let's say you're in shul. Echem Ruben v'echem Uatim, Amar barchu Hashem. And so what do you say? You say barchu Hashem. Meaning in shul, when we say barchu, it's not going to be reflective of the number of people that are there. There are 10 people there. There are 100 people over there. We're always going to say Baruch Hashem. And seemingly what Rabbi Kiva is doing is he's arguing with Rav Yosef Glili. And that is, it's going to be a standard text regardless of the size of the people that are there. And Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Baruch Hashem HaMavorach. Now Rabbi Shmuel over here is just making one subtle adjustment over that of Rabbi Kiva. And that's not Baruch Hashem, but rather it's Baruch Hashem HaMavorach. We'll talk more about that also tomorrow. Let's quickly recap. Okay, today we spent a lot of time talking about the Nusach of benching. In terms of basic minimum requirements of benching, we learned in the beginning of today's daf that you have to mention Bris and Torah. You have to mention Eretz Chem D'Tov Rechava in the second bracha. Machus Beis David in the third bracha. In terms of Bris and Torah, the order, it should first be Bris and then Torah. Again, our Nusach is standard, so we comply with everything the Gemara here is talking about. The Gemara goes back to a time where everything wasn't so standard. Okay, big discussion in today's daf regarding how to successfully conclude the third bracha of benching with Bonei Yerushalayim, with Moshiach Yisrael. Major debate. The Gemara concluded on this matter as well. The basic rule that the Gemara introduced to us today, that a chasima is not allowed to end on two themes. A chasima can only end on one theme. And according to Rashi, there's no exception to this rule. It's always the case. And even if you see two themes at the end of the bracha, that just simply means that there's really one theme that is connecting these two points. The Gemara notes Hatov Vameitiv, how many malchus should be added to Hatov Vameitiv? Conclusion of the Gemara is that in addition to its own malchus, because it's not a bracha smuchel chaverta, it was added on at a later point in time. In addition to that, you're also going to be there's going to be another two as well. How do you get to those other two? Slightly complicated. Tosos, we went through it very quickly. In terms of forgetting Ritzei and Yala V'Yavo, major discussion that takes us to the Amud Beis. So if you forgot Yala V'Yavo or Ritzei on Shabbos or on Yontif where there's a requirement to eat, so you must go back. If you remember, after having concluded Bonei Berachim of Yerushalayim Amen, and before starting the Bracha of Hatov Ametiv, so if you remember within that tiny window, so now you can actually make it up with a bracha. So the bracha, the Gemara actually gave us the formula for the bracha, for Ritzei, and for Yala V'Yavo, for Shabbos and for Yontif. The Gemara was very clear about how the bracha should look like. For Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara was a little bit unclear. We have a nusach for all three of those. Good. If you forgot after you started Hatov HaMeitiv, Chozal Rosh, you have to go back to the beginning again. Forgetting Yala V'Yavo and Shemona Esrei on Rosh Chodesh, you got to go back. Forgetting Yala V'Yavo on benching on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. What's the difference? So eating on Rosh Chodesh, not a requirement. So therefore, you don't have to go back if you forgot Yala V'Yavo. And then the Gemara finally compared the Shitas of Meir of Yehuda regarding Kizayis Kebeit Tavar Mishnah to that of Psachim. Either we're going to flip around the Shitas over there in order to match our Shitas over here, or what you're going to say is that the issues are localized issues, and therefore they don't necessarily need to agree. And finally, we started the Mishnah, which talked about what should be the Nusach of Zimun, and according to Rav Yosef Aglili, every time you add a zero to the crowd, you're adding a new Shem Hashem. Rabbi Kiva doesn't agree. We'll talk more about that tomorrow.